deal with, no matter what we go through, God cares about us. Turn your Bible to Romans chapter number 12. Romans chapter 12. I'll read just maybe a couple of verses and share with you what the Lord has to share with you today. It is a very practical message, a message that we all need to hear, a message that we all need to apply to our heart, those of us that have been saved by the grace of God. If you're here today, you've never been saved by the grace of God. It's also a message that you need to know. I hear that God is one that cares about you. God loves you, and God's got a desire to have a relationship with you, and amen, and that desire is shows so much that he sent his son to die on the cross of Calvary to pay the sin debt that you might not have to die and go to a place called hell, amen. Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse number 1 and 2. If you like to stand, please do so. If you can't, that's understandable, and we understand that. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Father, we thank you for your love and your mercy and your power. Father, I pray, God, help us to be able to expose the truth of this text, to be able to, God, show forth that you'd have us to see, that we might be applied to our heart and God into our lives today. Father, we just want to thank you for who you are, what you've done, and God, what you're doing for us and through us and in us. Father, we pray. God, what our responsibility is, God, as your servant, as your child, God, because of what you've done for us, God, help us to apply these truths to our life. God, we ask this tonight and we pray, amen and amen. As Paul is talking to the church at Rome, throughout this passage of Scripture, throughout the book of Romans, you'll find that he's dealing with salvation. He's dealing with justification. He's dealing with by grace. Brother Donnie Hutchins, amen, has been talking for the last several weeks, amen, in this study. And went to the book of Romans many times, amen, about justification, about salvation. What he's dealing with, what he's trying to get across to the church at Rome, was the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The message of salvation, the message of hope, the message of what God wanted to do for mankind. Brother Gerald, I'm glad that includes me. I'm glad, thank God, that God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. God's desire is to have a relationship with each and every individual that's ever been born upon the face of the world. It is God's desire, amen, to bring the saving knowledge, amen, the grace of God to your life, and realize it is through the work of salvation that God wants to have that relationship with you. And apart from the work of salvation, we cannot have a relationship with God that he desires of us. Thank God we also see Paul is talking to those here in the book of Romans that have had that have experienced that wonderful work of salvation by grace. And again to explain to them how the riches and what he's done for us, and what he's done for them through the wonderful work of salvation. Then we see here in chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, chapter 12 is a very practical, amen, book. It is a practical chapter. And what that simply means, it is something he's encouraging those that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, some things that they can apply to their life to help them be what God wants them to be in their relationship with God. Knowing what God is simply saying, here it is, amen, to be able to walk in that relationship. I could look at what we need to do in our relationship with God. He gives some practical truths in this passage of Scripture. And I will look at just a few of these. I'll not be long today. Amen. He said here in chapter 1, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, he said, I beseech ye, therefore, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service.
Now we'll look at that word, which is your reasonable service. That word reasonable comes from the same word which we, amen, get our word logic from. In other words, it's logical. Amen. If we've been saved by the grace of God, amen, and we give ourselves totally and 100% unto God. He said, this is your reasonable service. That word service comes from a word which means to perform sacred service. What it simply means is this. It is our logical service of worship before the Lord because of what he's done for us. I like what he said, Brother Gerald. He said in verse number 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. That word therefore, amen, in dealing with what he's already been talking about, what God has done for us, how God, amen, brought salvation, how God, amen, justified him through the wonderful work of salvation. He said, because of these things, amen, it's just all logical, amen, that we, over our body, as servants unto the Lord, because of what he's done for us. Weren't there for many, amen, time speaks of a transition or can be viewed as the same word because, or like being seen as a result of what had just been spoken. We find that word therefore mentioned four times in this epistle. Romans chapter 3 verse 20, amen, it's mentioned, deals with condemnation. Romans chapter 5 verse 1, it deals with justification. And Romans chapter 8 verse 1, it deals with assurance. But here, in Romans chapter 12, verse number 1, here's what I want to bring to you today. It is dealing with our dedication to God. I want to maybe preach upon the topic this morning. Amen. Dealing with our relationship with God. How's your relationship with God today? Where do we stand in a relationship with God today? And we're living in a time in the world, amen, and many folk make the statement, Brother Jail, yeah, I know God. Me know God just like this. Hey, man, we're two peas in a pod. When I hear that, it lets me know that what they're telling me is not true. Hey, man, that relationship with God, hey, man, ain't a relationship that we talk about a trivial, but it's important. Amen, he is the God of all gods, the King of all kings, and we need to have reverence toward the God that created heaven and earth. He is a holy God. He is not a God, amen, and we can make reference to as, amen, yeah, me and God are buddies. Amen, can I say, he's not my buddy, but amen, he loves me. He gave himself for me. A God is a God to be reverenced. A God to be adored. A God to be worshipped. A God to be feared. See, but here in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, dealing with our dedication to God. Where do we stand in our relationship to God? It should be a life of dedication because of what he's done for us. We see that in verse 1. I beseech ye, therefore, that word beseech ye simply means to call near, to come pay attention to what I'm fixing to say. Paul, amen, is addressing the church of Rome. He says, I want you to understand what I'm about to say by the mercy of God, because of what God has done for you, because of the wonderful work of salvation, because that he's kept you out of hell, the condemnation of hell. Here's what I want you to understand. Here's something that's logical and practical that you need to apply to your life. And that's what he's saying right here. First of all, won't you see what he said? I beseech you therefore, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies. Amen. First of all, he talks about a presentation. It is a call of presentation. That word beseech means to call near, also to exhort. But that word present means to stand beside, to be at hand, to place at one's disposal. No one has the ideal of total surrendering to God. Okay, as I begin to look at this message this morning, boy, I begin to look at my life. Brother Gerald, God began to deal with my heart. Amen, realizing, amen, oh, that I find myself in that place. And sometimes we're not careful. How we find ourselves going through the motion of having a relationship with God. Or claiming to have a relationship with God. Amen. When in reality, amen, we do not have a relationship with God. Amen. That we need because, amen, we're trying to do our part. Amen. And do His part. And it don't work that way. We need to present our body. Amen. In a place that God disposal, simply saying, God, here I am. Use me in the way that you want to use me. It speaks of a total surrendering. Amen. Giving up rights to what we want. Amen. Saying, God, amen, I'm not my own. I belong to you. The Bible tells us in that one part. Amen. The Bible said, no, you're not your own, but we're born with a price. Therefore, we're to glorify God in our body and our spirit, which are God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6:20. Amen. We need to present our bodies. Give ourselves wholly and totally to God. Lock, stock, and barrel. Surrender to Him and His will. God help us, amen, to realize, amen, what we need to apply to our lives is that principle of presentation. Amen, selling out to God. Giving ourselves to God. Amen, we want to do. Amen, say we've sold out to God, but yeah, we want to walk the way that this old flesh wants to walk. Amen, to do what we want to do. Folks, that's not the way it works. You say, preacher, if I sell out to God, that means I can't do this and I can't do that? No. What it simply means when we sell out to God, amen, we say, Lord, you allow us to do what you would have us to do. God, in His mercy and grace, allows us to be able to enjoy a life at its utmost, a life at its fullest. When we surrender to the will of God, honey, He ain't saying goodbye, amen, to the joys of life, and it's saying hello, amen, to the blessings of God that He wants to do in our life as we enjoy life. I say it again, folks. Make the statement. No devil whispering in your ear, well, if I get saved or sell out to God, I ain't going to have any fun, honey. The best fun I've ever had, amen, is doing, walking in the will of God, doing that God allows me to do and enjoy the gift of life that He's given to me as I walk in His will and His mercy and His grace. You see, it is a presentation, a call, presentation. Word presence, like I said, means to stand beside, to be at hand. Place at one disposal, had the ideal of total surrender. Peter found himself walking afar off. Jonah found himself asleep on the wrong ship. David found himself being in the wrong place. So you see, folks, it happens to all. If we're not careful, we'll find out that sometimes, hey, man, we're not totally surrendering to God. We find ourselves, hey, man, doing what we want to do and allow that to get us in trouble, not having a relationship with God that He wants of us. But yet in all these instances of Peter, amen, and Jonah, amen, and David, amen, they found themselves, amen, crying out to God and saying, God, amen, I want that relationship that I once had. God, I want to present my life, amen, holy and acceptable to you. In those three incidents, God heard their cry, and God used them in a mighty way. And God can use us, even though we may have failed, we may have fallen, we may have come short. Thank God, I'm glad we got a God that's willing to listen, a God that's willing to hear us, and God is willing to forgive us. Amen. It cleanses them all unrighteousness. No matter how far you've fallen, no matter how far you've gone, thank God He's willing, amen, to hear us. Amen. When we come to Him and present our bodies, saying, God, I'm tired of not having the joy that I once had. God, I'm tired of not having that relationship that I once had. God, I'm tired of allowing the sins of life and the servants of life coming to my life. Amen. To separate and break that fellowship that I have with you. God, I want you to take me lock, stock, and barrel. Amen. Here I am. That's what I need. That's what we need, church. Honey, we need, amen, understand, of that biblical truth of presentation and apply it to our lives. Amen. That word present can also be seen in or yield. Neither yield ye your instruments as instruments of unrighteousness of sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead. Your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. 1 Corinthians 3, 6:15 says this, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. 1 Corinthians 6:19, for what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own? There are two instances in the Bible we see living sacrifices. He said it's a call for presentation. Look what he said. I beseech you therefore by the mercy of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Oh, look at that. Amen. There are two instances in the Bible where we see living sacrifices. Sacrifice means the act of a victim giving their self unto death. We see it in Isaac. Amen. When he was willing to give his life, but God delivered him from death. We see it in the Lord Jesus Christ when he died, but overcame death. Then we see it a third time in this passage of Scripture when Paul is calling for a third, amen, instance in ourselves. Amen. It is, I beseech you therefore by the mercy of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Brother Gerald, when they offered up their sacrifices, something had to die. But in this situation, Paul is encouraging the church at Rome, the Christians at Rome, to offer themselves a living sacrifice. Don't you notice something about this sacrifice? In all three occasions, we see an altar, we see death, and we see life. A living sacrifice means we are to be on the altar wherever we are. Preacher, what are you talking about? It means whatever you do, whether it's on the job, whether it's at the grocery store, whether it's at the ball field, amen, wherever it may be, amen, we are to live our life, amen, as a sacrifice that's laid on the altar, amen, for the glory of God, saying, God, here I am, you did whatever aspect, Lord, whether it be at the grocery store, Lord, whether it be at the job site, Lord, whether it be in my home, Lord, wherever I may be, we need to realize, amen, in that living sacrifice that God wants of us, amen, is where we are, to be on the altar, give glory unto him. Not only we see a sacrifice, amen, Bible speaks of, amen, we are to be on the altar where we are, but a living sacrifice also means a constant and continuous sacrifice. No, it ain't something, amen, go to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. Then get back up and do what we want to do. That ain't what it's talking about. It is a constant, it is a consistent, it is a continuous, amen, being what God wants us to be. It don't mean we can say, Lord, here I am this morning, and get back up and go out that door and live like we want to live. That's not what it's talking about. Honey, we need to be sold out to God. When we're told it's sold out to God, it simply means that we're going to, amen, have a desire and a will to serve God. And saying, God, here I am. Lord, use me to bring honor upon your name. He used me to show somebody the wonderful gift of salvation. How do you use me to be that living sacrifice that folks may see you in me? It's something to be constant. Okay, then we see a third thing. Not only living sacrifice, amen, means to, we ought to be on the altar where we are. Living sacrifice means a constant, continuous sacrifice. A living sacrifice means that a body sacrifices its own desires for those of God. Oh, me. Oh, me. Sometimes that's where I struggle. Sometimes that's where we struggle. Amen. Instead of having the desires, amen, that God wants you to have, Amen. We allow our own fleshy desires rise up, and because of that, amen, we can't be looked at as a living sacrifice. We're not giving ourselves continually, amen, constantly to God. Amen. We're just so simply doing it this time and this time when we want to, when we choose to. But amen, a living sacrifice means, amen, to give ourselves completely to God. Say, God, here I am. Use me. Can I say, oh, me? Can I say I'm guilty? Can I say, help us, help me, amen, to see what the Lord's done for me because, amen, that he saved my soul because, amen, that he's kept me out of hell because of the grace of God that he's given me. How I have a desire, amen, to offer up my will, amen, unto his will. Say, Lord, thy will be done. The living sacrifice also means that the body is devoted to the task of serving him. Lord, I'm your servant. Lord, I want to be used of you. Lord, if you want me to sing, I'll sing. Lord, if you want me to testify, I'll testify. God, if you want me to witness, I'll witness. God, if you want me to live for you, I'll live for you. God, if you want me to give myself holy, God, amen, to help others, amen, Lord, I'm willing. Here I am. Here I am. Let me ask the question. Where do we stand in that relationship with God? Have we come to that point, Brother Gerald, that we've said, Lord, here I am. Amen. To make that presentation that we need for his honor and his glory. He said holy means it's something consecrated and set apart. Acceptable, something that is pleasing to God. 1 Thessalonians 2:4. And it says this, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the God, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God which tried the heart. Who are we trying to please? Are we trying to please ourselves? Are we trying to please men? Or are we trying to please God? You see, Paul is showing them a call to presentation. But then he said something that, bear with me, I'm about done. And be not conformed to this world. Not only do we see a call of a presentation, but we see a call of separation. That word conform simply means to fashion. In other words, we are not of the world. We've been saved by the grace of God. We're not of the world. Don't get me wrong. We live in the world. Amen. We're in the world each and every day. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. If you're saved by the grace of God, you shouldn't fit in. Hey, man. Hey, you say, preacher, what are you talking about? Hey, I'm uncomfortable when I see folks around me. They're drinking the booze. I'm uncomfortable when I see folks around me. They're using all kind of language that they should not use. I'm uncomfortable. Hey, when I see things around me. Hey, man, that's not according to the way. I'm uncomfortable. Why? Because I'm different. The Bible said, we're not to be conformed to this world. And we got a lot of folks, amen, to say to children of God, amen, trying to walk like camouflage Christians. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Honey, they're acting like, walking like, amen, talking like the world and saying they're Christians. It ain't going to happen. Help us to understand, not only is the life of presentation, Paul is talking to the church of Rome about, but he said it's a call for separation. Be not conformed to this world. The Bible tells us, I believe it is, in 2 Corinthians 6:17, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will rejoice. Amen. Receive you. Romans 6:19, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members service to uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now yield your memberships, your members service to righteousness unto holiness. See, a call for presentation. Call for separation. Be not conformed. We're not of the world. We don't fit in. We're not to walk like the world. We're not to talk like the world. We're not to act like the world. Amen. We are not to be identified with the world. How when folks see us, they ought to see something in us that's different from the world. Preacher, what are you talking about? Honey, you watch somebody along with us. Amen. If they're truly, amen, sold out to God, walking according to the will of God, it ain't going to take long for you to tell it. It ain't going to take long for you to see it in them. It ain't going to take long in their action. Amen. In their walk, in their presentation. It ain't going to take long, Brother Thomas, till folks identify you that you're not out of the world. You're different. Amen. Folks, that's where we ought to be. Folks, look at us. Brother Junior, they ought to see something different. Amen. They shouldn't see somebody fly off the handle. Amen. Every time something happens wrong, can I say, don't get me wrong. Oh, we make mistakes, and sometimes, amen, we allow those things to happen. But on a continual basis, amen, it ain't going to happen. Why? Because when we do, God will get hold of us. Amen. And God will correct us and whoop us for it. Amen. We'll make our desires, the Lord, I don't want to do it again. See, it is a call of presentation. It is a call of separation. You are not to be identified with the world. But it is also, last of all, a call for transformation. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your readable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. See a call of presentation. See a call of separation. We also see a call for transformation. Be ye transformed. That word transformed comes from the word, amen, metamorphosis, which means to be changed. Everybody knows what a metamorphosis means. Amen. When that caterpillar, amen, goes in that cocoon, and amen, after that caterpillar, amen, that cocoon it becomes no more a caterpillar anymore, but a beautiful butterfly. Amen. Something happened inside that cocoon. Amen. A change took place. What went in didn't come out the same manner. Thank God. It went in, but it died, but it came out a new creature. Therefore, the Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, old things are passed away. All things are come new. When you get saved by the grace of God, there ought to be a change in your life. It is a transformation. Something only God can do. There's a lot of folks turn over a new leaf. There's a lot of folks, amen, that try to change their walk and their talk. Well, I'm going to try to talk better. Well, I'm going to try to act better. I'm just going to try to be better. Honey, you're the same old individual. Oh, but when God gets a hold of you, when God transforms you, I take out the old man. I take out the old heart. I put in the new heart. Amen, there's a transformation that takes place. But also, not only the transformation that happened through salvation, but I believe he's talking here, a transformation that needs to take place in our life each and every day. Preacher, what do you mean? Look what it said. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We ought to be changed from within. Amen. We ought to renew. That word renew simply means to renovate. I know you agree with me that, amen, the Lord touched our heart. The Lord lives and dwells within our heart. Boy, it's this old mind that we have trouble with. It's this old mind that we struggle with. It's this old mind that thinks thoughts that it should not think. Amen, you see, preacher, what do you need to do? Amen, he said, renew your mind. Renovate your mind. Take the old junk out. Put new stuff in. How you do that? By the word of God. Right. My wife, amen, has been on me and hope to get a little willing one of these days. On me about renovating or redoing a kitchen. In other words, they're doing away with the old cabinets, the old tiles, the old outdated stuff, and putting in new stuff. Amen, when you renovate something, amen, you got to, amen, sacrifice something. And that means money when it comes to renovating a kitchen. Y'all know that. But renovating something means to renew, to renovate. Having to take out the old. How do you do that, preacher? By allowing the will of God to take over a mind. Amen. Allowing to think those spiritual thoughts. Yeah. Heard old engine one time. He said, my flesh is like two bulldogs fighting against each other. And y'all know bulldogs like to fight each other. I like two bulldogs like to try to fight each other. He said, one of them's spiritual, one of them's a flesh, one of them's spiritual. Well, who wins? He asked him. He said, most times it's the one I say sick them to. The one I feed the most. The one I encourage the most. And I say today that's exactly the way it is. Amen, in our spiritual life. Amen, the one. Amen, that we encourage. The one that we feed the most. And you feed your mind. You feed your life with the things of the world. In your mind. Amen, it's going to think thoughts it shouldn't think. If you put your mind, amen, fill it with the Word of God. Fill it with the message of God. Fill it with encouragement of the Word of God. Amen. It's that mind that needs to be renovated through the will. It's the will that affects the mind. Warren Wiersbe said this. Warren Wiersbe said that your mind controls your body and your will controls your mind. That's true. Honey, what's in your mind sometimes, it'll control your body. Find yourself doing things you don't want to do. Saying things you don't want to say. Amen. Acting in a way you don't want to act. But honey, it's your will that controls your mind. Should be our desire, amen, to transform our will to the Father's will. Lord, not what my will, but thy will be done in my life. Allow the Father's will to be a part, to become our will. Then it's that will, amen, that feeds the mind. It's that will, amen, that renews the mind. It's that will that gets the old junk out and puts the new junk in. Or let me phrase that, not junk, good stuff. Amen. You see, it is a transformation that needs to take place. Let me ask the question, what are we feeding our minds? What are we watching on TV? What are we looking at? Nobody's watching. What are we thinking of? What are we, amen, dealing mostly? Amen, when nobody's around. Let me tell you something. We need, amen, to allow God. Amen, we ought to offer our debt, amen, giving ourselves unto God. Amen, is realizing that where we're at, even when nobody's around, when, amen, the family ain't, amen, seeing what you do. Amen, God does. You're putting it all on the altar no matter where you're at. No matter if you're with a crowd, no matter if you're by yourself. Amen. That's what a living sacrifice means. Let me ask the question again. What about your relationship with God? What about my relationship with God? Am I presenting myself to Him? Saying, Lord, here I am. Lord, I'm at your disposal. God, I don't want to do what I want to do what you want. God, I want you to, amen, transform me. Lord, I want you to move. I want you to work in my life. God, I want to present my body to living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Lord, I don't want to act like the world. I want to talk like the world. I want to be like the world. God, I want to be transformed by the renewing of my mind that I may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, Paul was telling the church of Rome this for practical reasons. This is logical. This is your reasonable service. You want to truly worship God, this is what you need to do. You want to truly have that relationship with God, this is what you need to do. Folks, it ain't rocket science. It's just plain, practical truth that we need to apply to our life each and every day. Father, we thank you for the Word of God.